Chapter 21. Lexi felt the sting of bugs smacking her face as they raced over to a wooded patch directly behind Marchese's tent. As they approached, she could see the fat chef, Brad, and the guy in the plaid shirt making a run across the field toward the woods. Something moved at the edge of the contest area, and Lexi's eyes widened when she saw Detectives Payne and Wells racing across the field, along with another uniformed officer, after Marchese. Rat and the gang pushed their bikes to go even faster, and Lexi felt her heartbeat racing along with her as they gained on the chef. Marchese was getting closer to the woods, but Payne was gaining ground as Lexi and the bikers flew out into the clearing. They aimed their bikes toward Marchese, who jerked his head over his shoulder in their direction, his mouth forming a surprised O as he saw the five motorcycles racing toward him. With a final push, the motorcycles flew across the field and circled around Marchese and his accomplices, preventing their escape. Marchese dodged and weaved, trying to make it to the woods, but the bikes were too quick for him and cut him off at every turn. And then, just when Lexi thought she'd seen it all, Detective Payne made a running leap. He flew through the air in a colorful blur of pastel shirt and plaid pants, landing right on Marchese and bringing the big chef to the ground. Wells and the uniformed officer wrestled with Brad and the third man, while Payne whipped out his handcuffs and locked them on Marchese's wrist.
Chef Martino Marchese, you're under arrest for the murder of Alain Dugasse.
Lexi jumped off the bike and approached Payne. So, he really is the killer?
Not the actual killer, but the mastermind behind it.
Payne turned to Brad and the other man.
And those are his accomplices.
So one of them killed Dugasse? Payne nodded.
Marchese sent Brad to work in the kitchen in order to get close to Dugasse and try to get the recipe. When it became clear that wasn't going to work, and Marchese's threats didn't scare the chef, Brad lured Dugasse out to the dumpster somehow, where the other gentleman was waiting to kill him.
Lexi felt a shiver, despite the warm weather. The killer had been out there, lurking behind the dumpster that morning, and anyone could have stumbled across him.
I think Brad might have been trying to frame you for it,
Payne said to Lexi. Yeah, and for a while it seemed like you were going to believe him. Lexi narrowed her eyes at Payne. So, how did you figure out what really happened?
Actually, it was all thanks to you.
Payne stood, heaving Marchese up off the ground.
After our talk the other day, I had you followed. You led us right to the clues in Marchese's tent.
The knife set?
Yep, that and the scrap of fabric your grandmother found tied the whole case together. Then we just waited for him to come back to the tent here to arrest him. He ran as soon as he saw us, but, well, you know the rest.
So you knew we were here in the tent? Why didn't you help us? Lexi fisted her hands on her hips. Did Payne actually let Brad kidnap them?
Unfortunately, my guy lost you, so I didn't know you had been kidnapped until these gentlemen here called me.
Payne thrust his chin toward Rat and Snake.
Surely, you don't think I'd let the bad guys kidnap you and your grandmother?
Lexi frowned. Would he? Wait, how did Rat and Snake know we got kidnapped? Rat overheard her and walked over.
We got worried when you guys didn't come back, so we did a little snooping around. We saw Brad and that other guy bringing some really big sacks of beans to the shed.
Snake joined them.
We thought that was pretty strange, and after we asked around and found out it was the fireworks storage, it clicked in that they had put you in the sacks.
Rat laughed.
But it looks like you guys didn't really need us to rescue you.
Lexi felt the corners of her mouth curl,
and she looked at her grandmother. Yeah, Nans and the ladies have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. Or should I say, in their purses.
I'll say.
Snake shook his head.
I never would have thought of a lipstick bomb.
Well, I hope all this didn't ruin your chances in the chili contest, Lexi said to Rat.
I have some of the other guys handing out the chili.
Rat looked at his watch. But I better get back there and make sure everything is in place for the judging. Lexi watched him and Snake rush off toward their bikes, as Wells and the other officer took Marchese from Payne.
We would have figured it all out without you, Miss Baker,
Payne said.
But I do appreciate you helping to speed things up. That being said, I hope you will be going back to your bakery in Brook Ridge Falls soon, where you will be out of my hair. If you want to meddle in the police business of your boyfriend, well, that's his problem.
At the mention of Jack, Lexi's heart lurched. How long had she been gone? Right. Nice meeting you too. She stuck her hand out at Payne, who shook it, and then she ran off to gather Nans and the ladies. We better get back to the blanket before Jack starts asking questions. She tugged on Nans' arm. Nans raised an eyebrow. Oh, you don't want to tell him about our exciting excursion? Well, it's not that I want to lie or keep things from him, but sometimes it's better if he doesn't know every little detail. I agree, Ida said. We girls have to keep a little mystery in the relationship. Well, let's get a move on then. Nans hooked arms with Lexi and Ruth. Ida and Helen joined in on either end. I want to get back there in time to see who wins the chili battle.